The film features Utah actors, Utah crew members, and was filmed here because of Utah's trains. Director of the film, Deidre and Lainey Robitrain, chose the script because of her connection to trains.
I think what drew me to the script was that I felt this like sort of instant relation with the characters and the story, because I grew up in a neighborhood next to train tracks in New Mexico.
Sydney Freeland is in Utah for an event promoting her work.
I spent my teenage years playing in, on, and around trains. I knew the world, I knew the characters, and I could definitely relate to them. And that was sort of like the one thing that like really got me, made me excited right off the bat.
I mean, forget school. I'm about to give up going to college.
Probably thinking I may as well make meth or rob a train.
We ended up building sort of an entire rig that consisted of about, I think it was an engine with like 16 cars. Each like group of cars played a different role in the story of the film. And then when you pulled back and you shot the train as a whole, it was sort of like this wide shot, made it look like it was a much longer train. We had one car that was dedicated to camera equipment.
In the film, Deidre Tanner is a high school senior who sells answers to chemistry tests to save up for college, and eventually finds herself robbing trains in her own backyard.
So, how does one rob a train? We board the train, pick boxes.
Where'd you get all this?
Do you want the stuff?
The filming of the film and the constructing of the train set were funded by Sundance, the same organization that funds the film festival in Park City, which receives a portion of its funding from the federal government.
There's sort of a lot of talk right now around the National Endowments of the Arts. And I mean, I can tell you that I am not here having this conversation with you without having the National Endowment for the Arts. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of other countries have film funds that provide some sort of financing, but we don't have anything in America. The fact that there's conversation around it is really unfortunate.
While artists are campaigning to have NEA funding continue, Freeland encourages aspiring directors to take the steps necessary to build their skills with whatever resources they can find.
I grew up on the Navajo Reservation in New Mexico, and filmmaking isn't really something people do back home. And I didn't really pick up a camera until I was 23, I think. It was the first time I ever shot anything on a camera. Just the fact that I was going out doing stuff and shooting what at the time felt like little projects was actually extremely beneficial, because I was learning about the process of actually making a movie.
Are you sure about this?
Sure about what?
Oh, you mean the robbery that we've been planning all week? Yeah, I'm sure about it.
Even if I just whip out my iPhone and shoot a little footage, you know, shoot a shot, cut it together, bam, you've got a movie. If you're thinking about being a director, you want to be a director, write your own stuff, shoot your own stuff. Don't think about the quality. Don't think about the logistics. Just go out and do it.
Because of the Utah connection, Freeland is hoping that the film will catch on here. Deidre and Lainey Rob a Train is being shown in select theaters and can also be seen through movie streaming. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.